And now, the ceiling fan, on the road!
Well, here we are, Ethan. Is it how you remember? Ethan? Hey, Ethan, wake up!
Kaylee! Huh. Oh, man. Oh, what's going on? Where are we?
Ethan, we're here.
Here? Where? Ah! Whoa, what's that big mountainous thing sticking out of the ground?
That's Pikes Peak. We're in Colorado Springs.
What? We're where? Phil, how could you bring me here?
Well, you asked me to.
Oh, no. I must not have been thinking straight. Oh, this is no good. No good at all. Oh, man.
What's wrong, Ethan?
I just realized that I could possibly run into Bob from the official podcast here. I mean, I'm still mad at him for the things that he said about the ceiling fan. You know, about how it's not a real Adventures in Odyssey fan podcast. Oh, man, I think that would be a really uncomfortable encounter.
Ethan, I don't think you're just gonna run into Bob. I'm sure he's pretty well guarded and stuff.
I guess you're right.
Oh, by the way, we picked up a hitchhiker.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't even notice.
Hey, Ethan, I'm Bob.
Ah!
Welcome to Odyssey.
What's that? Hi, Jack.
Welcome to Odyssey.
Would you like something hot?
Hi there.
I'm John Watzenberger, and this is a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. A government-funded social research project is being conducted right here in the small town of Odyssey. For more, we turn to intern reporter Robert Skeed in the field. Robert?
Thanks, John, and that's right. Odyssey has caught the intrigue of researchers from Princeton University who have come to the town to try to figure out how in the world it ended up with such a diverse group of individuals. I'm standing here with Dr. Benjamin Locke, one of the researchers. Benjamin, could you explain exactly what your team is up to?
Certainly, my dear boy. The fact of the matter is we have been completely mesmerized at the fact that this very small town with very traditional values and family-focused lifestyle has ended up with one of the most assorted collections of cultural backgrounds. As we conduct our study, we're finding that it is almost impossible to find even two people with similar accents.
Well, I guess I never even noticed that before.
Oh, yes. Take, for example, Friedrich Hosting, the local bookstore owner. He has a German accent, while the local Little League baseball coach, Coach Feng, speaks with a Chinese accent. Yet you ask many of them, and they seem to believe they've grown up here, unless they haven't grown up at all. But that's another research project for another day and another government grant.
And in the middle of a serious economic downturn, you think this is the best idea?
Whatever do you mean, my dear boy?
I mean, how is this helping society as a whole?
Yes, we can assure you that your tax money is being well spent. Now, if you excuse me, my team and I have reservations at a local gourmet restaurant.
Oh, right. Well, there you have it, John.
Thanks, Robert. It's good to hear from you again, kid. Where have you been?
Oh, you know, I've been...
Anyway, rhetorical question, Robert. Look it up.
Oh.
That's your word of the day. In other news, this song has hit the top 10 charts in Odyssey.
Okay, kids, put your hands together. Like this. Now listen here, kids, gotta tell you something great about some different ways to communicate. You can put up a sign, you can write a book, you can even say a line by the way that you look. You can rumble, you can mumble, you can stammer, you can blab, you can chatter, you can dabble, you can lecture, you can tap. You can use a bit of paper or a slate and chalk, but the best way to do it is to sit down and talk.
Communicate, just open up your heart and communicate.
You gotta share ideas, there's no time to wait, and the best way to do it is communicate.
Communicate, just open up your heart and communicate.
I wanna learn about your cousin and your uncle Nate.
Like
so
this.
Don't hold out, just communicate.
Check it.
When you're talking, it's funny, it can be a blast, but you really get in trouble if you talk in class. You can talk by your locker or anywhere you go. You can talk underwater like Jacques Cousteau. If you wanna make friends with the people that you meet, you gotta know communication, it's a two-way street. She says hey, and you say hello, now you got a conversation and away we go.
Communicate, just open up your heart and communicate.
She asks about your family, family, you ask about our friends. Now you got communication, no telling where it ends.
God can take someone who's lost in substance and make their life brand new again. But how are they gonna know new life is great if Christians like us don't communicate?
We gotta share the gospel before it's too late. Just open up your heart and communicate. We gotta share the gospel before it's too late. Can you hear me now?
Very inspirational. Until next time, I'm John Watzenberger, and this has been a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. Good night.
Ethan, calm down. What are you doing?
Phil, it's him.
Who?
Bob. How did you get in here?
Well, my car broke down on the way to work. These guys were nice enough to give me a ride. Sorry about the surprise.
Well, I guess I can calm down. You know, I just don't know what to say. I mean, you should know that I don't approve of Phil's good Samaritanism.
Why not, Ethan?
Well, I'm still mad at you for what you said about the ceiling fan in that interview with that Odyssey fan blogcast.
Oh, Ethan, look, I've been wanting to talk to you about that.
What? Really?
Well, what do you say, when we get to Focus, if we ran into one of the studios and we record an interview for your podcast? That way you can give me a chance to defend myself.
Well, giving people a chance to defend themselves isn't really in my character. But since we're already in Colorado Springs, I guess it wouldn't hurt. Let's go. Hey everybody, Ethan Daniels here, and I'm sitting here with Bob from the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. So, Bob, now you've agreed to this interview, right? Even though you know that I'm not too fond of you.
Well, I figured it was the least I could do.
Yeah, well, I just wanted the listeners to know that I didn't kidnap you or anything. You know why I'm upset, right?
Yes, and I'm really sorry about that, Ethan.
You know that you hurt my feelings.
Well, I meant no disrespect. I mean, I would never in a million years want to upset any Odyssey fan, but especially one as devoted to the show as you
are. Now, would you explain to the audience what it is that made me so upset?
Okay, you see, what happened was Jesse and I were being interviewed for a fan podcast, and the ceiling fan came up, and, well, without having time to think through my answer, I made the grievous mistake of suggesting that your show wasn't a real Odyssey podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But what I meant, and what I should have said, is that even though Odyssey fandom is woven throughout the ceiling fan, it's not a conventional fan podcast in that, you know, it's not devoted exclusively to rehashing episodes and discussing plot lines and dissecting characters and offering 101 reasons why Connie should marry Mitch and Eugene and Katrina should have a baby. You know, Ethan, yours is different.
Well, I've tried doing those things and then I get distracted and then I end up not doing those things.
But that's okay. But there are a lot of people out there who do.
Yes.
And you provide a very special service.
Really? So I didn't think about this until now. You knew that I was already upset?
Yeah. I mean, I heard about it by listening to the Lashback.
So you... Wow. I didn't even realize, but you must actually listen to the ceiling fan?
Absolutely.
Oh, man. That's amazing. So, how long have you listened to it?
Well, pretty much since the beginning, I guess. I even enjoy the episodes that don't have a whole lot to do with Adventures in Odyssey.
Really? What's your favorite episode?
My name is Freezy. Freezy. Freezy the Snowboy.
You know, he came to my house and really messed up my Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you talk about my favorite episodes, though. I think it's hard to choose one, but the ones that deal specifically with Odyssey, I think I have to go with last summer's season finale retrospective, episode 17.
Yeah.
Remember, that was the one where it was your birthday.
Yes. Yes, it was my birthday. And I turned 15. And being 15 now, I have my driver's permit.
I know. Congratulations.
Thanks. Thanks. I've not been driving much. Phil's not letting me drive on this road trip to find Odyssey. It's all right.
Well, every driver needs a really good navigator, so
yeah.
You've got a part to play there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I've been playing that part, and so being out here, getting to see all these new people has just been quite an experience.
Have you met any other Odyssey fans on your road trip?
You know, I've been going up to people and talking to people, about Odyssey, like asking them, obviously, because I want to find Odyssey, if they knew where it was. And a lot of people don't know what I'm talking about.
Hmm.
And it's been pretty frustrating. I mean, it is the biggest show out there, right?
Well, as far as we're concerned.
Yeah. And so I've just been really, really surprised. I was wondering, how long have you done the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast?
Oh, I don't know. I guess we started back in late 2006.
What is your favorite part about doing that show?
Getting to meet people like you, honestly. I mean, we've had a chance to meet other podcast hosts and, of course, the talent involved with the show. Jesse and I have a great time just interviewing people and including those conversations on our podcast. I guess you've heard some.
I didn't know about it, and then someone told me about it, and I went to listen to it, and, you know.
Well, we'd appreciate that.
And I might tell listeners to listen to it, even though in the past I've told listeners not to listen to it.
Well, you know, I think there's room for a lot of different podcasts out there.
Really?
Sure, it's a big show. We've got a lot to talk about.
Do you have any plans in the future of maybe making a spin-off show?
Well, you know, Jesse and I have talked about maybe someday having our kids take over, calling it something like, you know, AIO Podcast The Next Generation.
Oh, but,
you know,
that's
a lot of years away.
That would be interesting. You know, I have some ideas. Maybe you could do, like, Official Podcast 2.0, or you could do Official Podcast Miami.
What about Official Podcast Shipshawana?
That would be really awesome. Now, I have a question, and this is off the record. Rudy, keep rolling. Do you have any inside information about the album 52?
Ethan, are you trying to get me fired?
No, I mean, you don't have to tell anybody.
I don't know a whole lot more than you do. It's all pretty hush-hush, but, you know, as soon as I have anything, we'll be talking about it on our podcast, I'm sure.
Do you have any inside information on album 53?
No, that one's a little ways off, too.
How about album 54?
You know, I can tell you that I think 53 and 54 will both have four CDs, 12 episodes each.
Oh, wow.
You heard it here first, folks.
That's amazing. Everybody, you heard it here, right on the ceiling fan. So, you know why we're on this road trip?
Yeah, I do. I've been listening to your podcast. You want to find out where Odyssey is.
Yes, we are on a search to find Odyssey. Do you have any idea where it might be?
I'm not sure. But the fact that no one's been able to figure it out makes me think it can move. It's sort of like the island in Lost.
Oh, man.
You know, whenever someone gets too close to finding Odyssey for its own protection, Paul McCusker goes into the tunnel under Wits End and he turns the donkey wheel and he makes the town disappear and then reappear somewhere else. And sometimes it can go into the past, which I think would explain its ability to maintain that sort of Mayberry-esque quality. It, just a theory.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my whole life. I hope that you're wrong. For my sake, because we really want to find Odyssey on this road trip.
Well, you may have to sneak up on it.
Yes. Well, I've heard your theory, which is pretty far out there. Do you think I could talk to some of the other Odyssey people who work on Odyssey and ask them?
Well, you're definitely in the right place. They're awfully busy working on Album 52 right now, but I'll tell you what, if you promise not to give away secrets about upcoming episodes, they may be willing to talk with you.
Oh, well, yeah, that would be great, Bob. Well, I guess I'll go do that, everybody. And thanks so much for coming on The Ceiling Fan and talking to me today.
Well, Ethan, I'm really glad we got a chance to talk about what's been bothering you. And again, I'm really sorry for hurting your feelings, and I appreciate you giving me a chance to clear things up. So are we cool? We good?
I think so.
Okay.
I think we can be friends.
All right. And you've got my direct number now. So if anything like this ever happens again, I mean, not that it would. I mean, you know, like if Jesse ever said anything that made you want to lash back, just give me a call, okay?
Because I am the biggest Odyssey fan.
Well, you know, I've heard that.
Yes. And I think Nathan Hubler at times has agreed with me. And would you agree with me?
Well, you know, I don't know. You're about 5'5", 140. Gotta be Odyssey fans that are bigger than that.
Yeah. That's not really what I meant.
I know what you meant, Ethan. Okay. I think that you're probably among the biggest Odyssey fans out there.
Well, thank you very much. All right, Bob. Well, thanks so much for coming in, or for letting me come in to the studio and talk to you today.
All right. Have a great drive to find Odyssey.
All right. Thanks so much, Bob. Bye. All right. I'm here with Nathan Hubler. Nathan, where do you think Odyssey is?
Well, this is a question I pondered for a long time when I was a kid. I mean, in episode 142, we found out that it was a day's train ride from Chicago, and so that narrowed it down. And then in episode 314, we found out that it was north of the Ohio River, so that really narrowed it down. And it took me a long time to even figure out an idea of where it was, but it wasn't until I started working for Odyssey that they revealed to me the secret of where Odyssey really is.
And where is it?
Well, as long as this is kept under the cone of silence, and you're not going to tell anyone this ever.
It's completely off the record.
Yeah, and you're not wearing a wire or anything.
No.
Okay. Well, I can tell you then that Odyssey is right in this little valley in the studio.
Man, Phil, I can't believe my batteries ran out at that very moment. Anyway, those guys didn't seem to know anything about Odyssey. But don't worry, I've got a plan. I've heard a lot of news lately about a leak down in Louisiana, and I can only assume that that means a leak about the information about the location of Odyssey. So I think we need to head there.
I highly doubt that that's what the news has been about.
Well, then what do you think it's about, Phil?
I have no idea. I don't watch the news.
Well, then let's go. It's just as possible as anything else.
I guess.
Anyway, hey everybody out there in podcast land. Until next time, I'm Ethan Daniels. Today's episode was written and directed by Kevin McCreary, with voice talent including Lauren Crisp, Mark Jones, Kevin McCreary, and a special thanks to Bob and Nathan for being on the show. And a great big special thanks to Joanna Crisp for helping us out in previous newscasts and not being credited, and me accidentally saying her sister's name instead of hers. Anyway, Joanna Crisp. She's cool, she does voices, she does a great job, and she's Lauren's sister. Seems like a nice girl. Anyway, if you want to know more about the Ceiling Fan, go to ceilingfanpodcast.com. And to learn more about the road trip and to keep up with where we're at all times, you can go to ceilingfanpodcast.com/roadtrip. And you'll get to see on a map where we're at. So do that, okay? All right, everybody. Bye.
Where are we? Is this Colorado Springs yet?
Hey, James. Have you been sleeping back there the whole time?
I guess so.
Dude, you slept through the whole thing? We already went to Colorado Springs.
Oh, man. Hey, why is there an oil-stained AIO apron back here?
Oh, that must be Bob.
Bob Smithhauser?
No, James. Bob from the Official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
I'm not even gonna ask.
Good. You should probably go back to sleep.
Except Brock. You know, I don't think it'd be a good idea for you to talk with Brock.
Yeah, I don't like that guy anyway.
He tends to be kind of loose with some of the secrets around here, so...
Yeah, giving out his phone number and stuff.
And this is James when he was young.
Oh! Where are we? Is this Colorado Springs yet? I guess so. Oh, man. Hey, why is there an oil-stained AIO apron back here? Bob Smithhauser? I'm not even gonna ask.
Of course, you could always use that one if worst comes to worst. Thank you, Kevin, for giving me this opportunity to be in this monumentous series of yours. Over and out for this episode.